If you read in the newspaper that a 6-year-old girl had been shackled and put in jail after writing a book report about the children's picture book titled Where the Wild Things Are, would you believe it? What if the story reported that the judge ordered the 6-year-old detained for 10 days, saying that it was time for the United States to stop treating kids like children? And that the paper also suggested that the charges came after officials at the 6-year-old's elementary school found the acts of cannibalism, fanaticism, and disorderly conduct outlined in her book report troubling and dangerous. Take a look at the date before you answer. It's April Fool's Day week, a period in which many come to expect the pulling of legs and the goofiest of jokes, even from the most reputable of sources, like, say, the local newspaper. Some reporters and editors traditionally share a good laugh this week, creating a fake front page or fake inside pages that mock or mislead, all in good fun. The only trouble is that some readers aren't laughing. These are the people who believe the April Fool's pages to be not a mockery, but fact. These can also be the people mocked in the article. If the article's focus is a real person, he or she may not be laughing either. Take the newspaper in California that included in its April Fool's parody edition a fake letter to the editor written by a real local landlord. The letter suggested that he used electroshock therapy to keep his tenants in line. Or the newspaper in Connecticut that suggested that a real local developer planned to build a 250,000-square-foot store and the state's largest restaurant with scantily clad waitresses near a local school and church. Okay, perhaps we had to be there to see the humor. And that's all part of the analysis when those mocked file defamation lawsuits against the newspapers. As the court in the California case explained, the issue was whether the average reader reading that paper would have recognized the material as a joke. That average reader can't be, in one court's words, a dullard. He or she appreciates satire. And that standard is why most courts rule in favor of the newspapers in these April Fool's edition cases. If it's a parody, courts have explained in so many words, it can't be defamatory, because the average reader understands that it's all made up, and a made-up article can't damage one's reputation. That story about the 6-year-old girl's book report, that was a parody, too, written for a Texas newspaper. Readers who believed the news story wrote angry letters to the judge and the prosecutor, threatening their removal from office. But even there, the Texas Supreme Court refused to find the newspaper liable for defamation. Some people, it wrote, even believed stories in the satirical newspaper The Onion, but those aren't the reasonable ones. Put another way, they are April Fools. I'm Amy Guida.